Get Up and Slate. Cue the band. And let's see, this is the 30-Minute Music Hour, show number 121. And this is Dietrich Gosser. We're starting up on camera 3. Ready, black. And take black. Up on 3. Go.
It's the 30-Minute Music Hour. I'm Andy Moore from the Logan Square neighborhood in Chicago. Here's Dietrich Gosser.
Agency to forfeit complete control, let loose its hold on me. waiting on you. Was it right there with you the whole night through? Did you keep it, keep it, keep it? Did you dream it, dream it, dream it, right out of the dark? No sense in laying down to sleep, no sense in praying. Lord, it's a lonely soul that keeps the world waiting.
Straight into the biblical material. Fresh spring waters boil, and in this life such joy and strife, it drives an old crow out. My father named me Abraham, oh, his father did the same. These sins of pride from theirs to mine, you can't escape your name. For everything, I went westward for the gold. But it's insane to stake a claim this land could never hold. Government will work for me one day. Well, I'll foot the bill, and time will tell who's the master of our fate. With a a crooked arm for everything. I'm just a shadow of a man. Across this land, you'll know me well. I finally reach my stand.
What a match. By that, I mean the screens behind you. Our set designer, Sherwill, customizes the animations and the screens for every one of our acts. And the match on the music on this last set was just fantastic. Just so astral sounding. Dietrich,
awesome.
Welcome.
Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, it's so great to have
you
here.
It's good to see you.
That sound is so big, and there's just two of you. And I, right before we went on, you told me that your father was a minister.
It's true.
And there's
United Methodist.
A Methodist minister. Mm-hmm. But there's a real spirituality about what's going on in the music.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, my father and I go back and forth about religion, but you know, we have the core of it's the same. You know, I'm just going at it in a different way.
Well, and some of the music on your recordings, there's religion, you know, Lion and the Lamb, Noah's Ark. So there's something that's speaking into your art from your spiritual upbringing, it seems.
Sure. Well, I think that I mean, there's so many fascinating characters, you know, mm-hmm. and a lot of great stories, and that they're there as reflections of who we are. You know, there are all these archetypes that are in that throughout the Bible because they're like, those are things that people relate to, and so to grab those characters, like in this last song, you know, I'm using Abraham, but then at the same time, I'm also using John Henry, and so that's another archetype that comes from, you know, popular culture, that, you know, but it's kind of using him in the same way.
Are you a churchgoer now?
No.
Except visiting these themes in your music.
Yeah. Right.
The Onion describes your music as bedroom folk. What do you think of that label?
I think to a certain degree, sometimes it is. You know, like that last one, if I played that in my bedroom, I would have some angry neighbors, I think. but a lot of it, you know, like I grew up playing guitar in bedrooms, and I've never had a rehearsal space until just recently because Dan has one. So I've tended to play a lot quieter, that kind of thing.
Dan Kimmel on drums. Dan plays on the recordings that you can find several places. What the Buzzsaw Sings and City of Windows. Let me just get over here out of the way so I can kind of talk to you both. Do you compose together? Because the conversation musically is so intact. Do you work on songs together or?
Yeah, generally Dietrich will bring in an idea or maybe he'll start from a beat. He hears me just screwing around and playing and then we'll just go from there. A lot of times, I mean, my basic job is to kind of stay out of the way or add something. So there's some songs where I'm very busy and there's some songs where I'm hardly playing anything because, I mean, generally, like, Dietrich writes at a very prolific rate. He writes a lot of songs and he writes them very quickly. And I guess the way that we play together, sometimes, like, you know, we'll play a song and we'll play it for 2 weeks or 3 weeks and then the emotion is gone out of it. So for us to try and play it again, we either have to reinvent it and play it a different way or it just sort of goes by the wayside and we work on something new.
What's the difference between a percussionist and a drummer?
I don't think there is much of one. I mean,
is that a joke?
I don't know, but I've heard Dan referred to as often as a percussionist. It does sound like a big setup.
I think maybe
it's a delivery boy is in there somewhere.
Yeah, right.
I think maybe it's that, you know, drummers, you tend to think of playing like a straight beat, and percussion is more of sort of adding color or trying to add a sound that conveys a certain sense or a certain emotion through the song. And that's not to say that you can't do that with a straight beat, but it's a very different thing altogether. And so I found myself veering more towards the percussion side and playing things that are less traditional than playing straight
out. Every piece of the percussion real estate here is immersed in the music. And just tell us quickly about the drum set. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, well, I mean, I grew up in Madison, and, you know, I got my first drum set when I was in seventh grade. I got it over at Good and Loud. And I had that up until maybe about a year and a half ago. And, I mean, it was with me when I was in the Caribbean. I lived there for 5 years, which is where a lot of, like, the first song, that's where the beat comes from. It's a calypso beat. But it was out of necessity. I found, like, this old big bass drum at a garage sale somewhere and started with that, and I was just playing that. And it's just gotten to the point where everything was, you know, now it's a little out of hand. And my first, like, after this record, we were talking about it, and my first inclination is to scale back and bring it down to, like, just one or two drums and weird percussion. But for a long time, I couldn't afford a new set. So, I mean, a lot of things that you'll hear in a couple of later songs were I'm playing mixing bowls that I got at Target, and, you know, this wreath was Christmas at like Walmart for like $5. Anything I could get to sound different, because a lot of the drum equipment that they make, I mean, it all sounds the same. It's geared towards playing loud, straight things.
And I hadn't thought about that. It's almost like it delivers a sampled sound as opposed to.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot you can do with it. You can get, unlike other instruments, you can get a lot of different sounds out of one drum. But I guess I was just sort of at the time moving towards. You know, I couldn't afford a new cymbal, but I could afford $10 to spend on mixing bowls or, you know, like a strange shaker or something like that. So it just got to the point where it was like,
Does Dan's drumming and percussion keep you on your toes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we have to, you know, we have a pretty organic relationship. We have.
That's Madison for you.
Yeah, right? It's good to be back. Mm-hmm. I think that. You know, working relationship, like, we never really sit down and talk about where we're going to go with something. Like you said, you know, like we bring it in, and eventually, like, it really clicks. And that's kind of the way, like, we started playing together. Like, we met at an open mic, and he was playing a little hand drum. And, like, we played one song together, and then, you know, I've known him for 9 years now. Not the whole time we haven't been playing music, but...
Well, we want to get you back to playing music, but before we throw the switch on that, I really didn't make it clear about where people can get these great recordings. And the fact that you have to hunt them down makes them all the more precious, right? Yeah, treasures. So your MySpace site is one place, Dietrich Gosser's MySpace site. B-Side in Madison, Mad City Music in Madison. And I believe they ship, so you can find them on the web, too. Beautiful, beautiful songs on these two recordings. And we'll hear some more stuff now. Thanks, guys.
Great. Thank you.
Let's say a couple of things about this song. It's called The Man Who Invented Gold. It's fitting that I'm playing it here in Studio A. I studied film here at UW-Madison, and we studied a filmmaker named Christopher McLean, who's a big influence on me, and one of his films, one of only three or four, it's called The Man Who Invented Gold, and it's a beautiful picture. Thank you.
don't need blood. I think I'll paint my veins gold. My metal work, a heart is a box, so hard to unlock, I'm told. The alchemy legend of old, everyone knows his name. The man who invented gold, gold is what he the building needs, the saw blade will take. Will the buildings sing if the buildings remain? If the buildings fail, what will rise in their place? Will the buzzards sing and circle round your grave? Will the buzzards leave? Will bury ashamed? Will the buzz all sing? Our house frame. Will the building need, will carry a freight? Are building upward, skyward, heaven help us on our way, and we can fold our hands together. Nothing moving breaks the chain. Our houses and frames. with the building need the subway will take. Final stanza to that old familiar song. We used to sing it on vacation when the driving days were long. And Michael and his fishing boat and a tree that wouldn't move. And a girl. Guardian and a carriage ride for two. What is the final verdict? Tell it like it is, and see my sarcasm for midnight when we're just pulling in, and the perfumes and the snowstorm that have slowed us down tonight. Let's put some miles between us. Town left behind. Da 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 da. Billy still sleeping with his head against the door. I shut my eyes for just a moment. We're back in Illinois. I shut my eyes for just a moment. We're back in Illinois.
Shorty.
Okay, I got a shorty. That's not short. Okay. Wait. Why don't we just make up our mind here? Let's do Strange Signals.
All right.
Baby, I'm gonna break that record tonight for highs and lows and lows. I'm picking up strange signals from far away on the short way. Oh, shipwrecks sound alive, gigantic wheels of time spin, baby, 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 make it rhyme. The Titanic's sister ship turns around in the night. Saturday evening, baby's getting married. I wonder who that bridesmaid's dating. Well, I'm dancing a Tennessee waltz. Someone's sister, I tried to kiss her and she said, babe, I'm gonna break that record tonight for highs and lows, lows and lows. Baby, strange signal.
Give me a second. I'm not set.
Sister, I don't know if you could hear me call, but I was calling down, I was calling down. I was yelling at the top of my lungs, ran till my feet bowed, fell off. But I never could make you hear me. Never could make you hear a damn thing. Oh, sister, I don't know if you could hear me cry. My tears were falling down as I came crawling down. Climbed a mountaintop, I built some rickety stairs. Never thought you'd follow me up. Never thought you'd follow me there. Why'd you follow me there? Would you follow me straight out in to the darkest night, where the blood runs quick and weak. If I followed it straight over and under and out to the other. Is it you that I meet? Sister, I don't know if when I heard the call, if I was falling down, felt like falling. Started running with a pack of wild dogs. Best friend nearly tore my hand off. Finished running with a bloody right hand. Follow the blood, you'll find the man. Quick and weak. If I followed it straight over and under and out to the other side, is it you that I meet? If I followed it straight over and under and out to the other side. Is it you that I meet? Is it you that I